It's time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. And now to the court with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from the Carmine White County Invitational, the 43rd annual. As your Mount Vernon Wildcats set to tip off against Day School, Nico with the tip, kicks it over to Dukowitz. Hostetter's going to take it up, going left to right on your dial. Goes to the, now I got somebody in front of me and I can't call the damn game.
Jesus.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It was Jackson Clowers with the two ball. So it's 2-0. Mount Vernon with 7.5 to go. Day School with the ball, number 10. It's Tyler Myers. Kicks it over to number 12. Working it around here. Wisley. With it, finds number 5, Kunst. That's a 3 ball by number 12, Ryan Cooper, no good. Rebounded by Myers with the putback. And he gets it to go, Tyler Myers with a 2 ball. So it's 2 all, Day School in Mount Vernon with 6:56 to go in the first down, Buck.
It's a problem with a long rebound from a 3-pointer. It just kind of ricochets out, makes for an easy bucket.
Clowers down low, has the ball tipped around. Day School has it. It's Myers on the breakaway. Stops from 14 foot away. Hits it. No good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to take it up, going left to right. Finds Nico. Nico topped the key for a 3 ball. Nails that one 5-2. Mount Vernon over Day School.
Well, Chris, be honest. He wasn't anywhere close to the top of the key. He was out in the parking lot.
6:22 to go in the first 3-point Mount Vernon lead, and that's going to be a foul.
That's going to be a continuation. Oh, darn it. That's a good call, though. It's just
Ryan Cooper is going to go to the line. The foul's on Jackson Clowers, his first team first.
Oh, and Jackson gets involved. He gets involved in all phases of the game. Got a basket, a rebound, and a foul already, and we're not even 2 minutes gone.
Cooper misses. Flowers with the rebound, gets it to Nico. Left to right to Hostetter. Hostetter's going to attack the basket, lays it up, can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Day School. As they get it to Myers. Myers on the fast break, slows it down, top the key, drives in the paint, stops, puts up a shot and hits it. It's 5-4 or 6-5, Day School, 1 point over Mount Vernon. You have to bear with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I got a partially blocked scoreboard in front of me. Clowers hits a 2 ball, so it's 7-6. Mount Vernon up.
If they're going to sit back in that kind of pseudo zone, Jackson will pick him off all night from 15 feet.
Cooper, top the key for Day School. Kicks it over to number 5. That's Kunst. Back over to Myers. Myers drives in, throws it up. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Chickle. Chickle to Dukowitz. Dukowitz to Nico on the fast break. He's going to pop a 3. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Chickle. Chickle saves the play. Gets it to Clowers underneath. Spins around. Puts up a shot. Can't get it to go. Myers with the rebound. He's on the fast break the other way. Stolen by Nico. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Day School ball. Good defensive hustle by number 1, Nico Burnett.
Who took our 3 down there? Was that Dukowitz?
Nico.
Nico did. Thank you.
Day School ball here. 5:12 to go. Down by 1 to Mount Vernon. 7-6. Cooper gets it into Myers. Myers being guarded by Nico Burnett. Myers dribbles back towards the top. He's going to take it towards the basket. Lays it up. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers pushes the issue the other way to Hostetter. Hostetter stolen by number 11. That's Wilsley. And he lays it up for 2. So Day School's up by 1, 8-7 with 4:50 to go here in the first. Number 22. That's Nash Hostetter. Cross court to Dukowitz. Dukowitz. Way down low to Schickel, but it was knocked out of bounds by Cooper.
We weren't putting ourselves in good position to catch passes, so therefore the passes had to be a lot longer, and That's why one of them almost went out of bounds and the next one was knocked out of bounds. But we need to move more against that press and make ourselves presentable as targets.
Nico on the inbounds. And it's stolen by Day School.
That was a nice play by Jack Campbell. The Day School player had the angle on it, and Campbell just tipped it back up over both of their heads, counting on one of his teammates to be there, and he was.
Duke Woods on the inbounds finds Nico. Nico top the key, 4.5 to go. Down by one are the Wildcats, 8-7. Duke Woods on the right wing. Jack Campbell top the key for three. He nails it.
Bingo.
10-8, a two-point Mount Vernon lead with 4:21 to go in the first. Number 12, Cooper for Day School. Gets it over in the corner to Willsley. Finds Myers. Myers at the free throw line. Stolen by Nico. Nico on the fast break to Clowers. Clowers lays it up for another two. It's 12-8. Just like that with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 12-8, Mount Vernon over Day School.
That was just aggressive defense down there by Nico and Jackson. Nico stripped it and tossed it ahead to Clowers.
Willsley, and there's a foul away from the ball. Stops the clock with 3:48.
That's going to be on Day School on number 12,
Ryan Cooper
for an illegal screen.
Dukowitz on the inbounds here with 3:46 to go. A 4-point Wildcat lead, 12-8.
2-2-1 zone defense by Day School.
Huh. Stolen by Willsley. Willsley lays it up. Gets it to go. It's a two-point lead for Mount Vernon, 12-10, with 3:33 to go here in the first. Nico to Clowers. Back over to Nico. Nico in the corner to Cooper. It's stolen.
Campbell.
It's on. Yeah, Campbell. It was off the foot of Clowers. And that's a jump ball. The possession arrow, I believe, is in Day School's favor. So that stops it with 3:23 here in the first. Cooper on the inbounds. He'll get it thrown back to him. He's going to take it across right to left. 3:17 to go. Day School down by two. Myers in the corner being guarded by Nico. Nico with the steal on the fast break to Clowers. Clowers lays it up for an easy two. 14-10 with 3:05 to go in the first.
Yeah, there's not a player on Evansville Day School's team that's as quick as Nico. And Nico's just stripped Myers a second time defensively.
Myers in the left wing, dribbles in against Clowers, loses it, hands it off to Willsley. Willsley for three, can't get it to fall. Duke Woods with the rebound. And Nico's going to be fouled by number 11. That's going to be Willsley.
Maybe a little frustration there. He's the one just missed the three. I tell you, if Mount Vernon can eliminate unforced mistakes, and we've had several already this game, if we can eliminate those, we'll win this because we're simply better.
Nico on the inbounds. I agree 100%, Alan Buck. That's,
Clowers. Hit Jack.
Nico from NBA range. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by, that's Campbell. Campbell with the put back to Nico. Nico from the free throw line, and he's in and out, no good. And that's going to be Clowers with a foul, I believe. That'll be the second team foul for Mount Vernon, I believe the second on Clowers. Let's wait for the official ruling.
Yeah, I think Jackson slapped down on that rebound. And
no, they put that on number 35, Schwartz.
Oh, okay. No offense to Jacob Schwartz, but we're happy there's one on each.
I don't think he was anywhere around that. So 2:14 to go in the first.
Looks to two kids. From this distance, they look very, very similar.
Willsley in the corner.
Oh, trap him right there.
They got him trapped. Myers goes to the ground. There's a scrum for it. And that's going to be a jump ball to be Mount Vernon ball with 2 minutes to go and a 4-point, 14-10 lead here.
Yeah, we had football players on the ground after that one. Hey, Jacob Schwartz, you forget, he was a dandy of a football player before he got injured. He would hit hard out there.
Nico takes it across to Clowers. Clowers looks for Schickel. Schickel with the ball. Back over to Nico. Nico now, cross court. It's stolen by Myers. Myers with the steal. He's going to be under the basket. He's going to stop. Throws up a shot. Off the mark. No good. And there's a tip back.
That was a wild tip by number five.
That's Kunst.
And it went in.
14-12. Wildcats with the lead in the ball. Minute 26 to go in the first. Clowers in the corner to Schwartz. Schwartz cross court to Nico. Nico for three. And he'll nail that one.
You want to say where he was on that one?
From about NBA range.
Up toward the volleyball line anyway. It's
17-15 or 17-12 with a minute eight to go. Mount Vernon with the lead. Day School with the ball. They're going right to left. Wilsey down low to Kuntz. Kuntz under the basket. Gets it to fall. It's 17-14, a three-point Wildcat lead. Nico quickly back on offense. Kicks it over to Clowers. Clowers in the corner to Campbell. Campbell had it set up. Drives into the paint. Throws up a shot. Nails it. 19-14. The five-point Wildcat lead with 39 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Is that Campbell's first two-pointer
of
the season?
I believe so. It seems that way.
Myers
throws it out of bounds.
That's an unforced error. Myers dribbling with his left hand, and he is a left-hander. He went to make the pass just off of that left-hand dribble without having two hands on it and just missed the receiver in the corner, and he couldn't get it.
Clowers gives it to Nico on the inbounds. 28 seconds to go. 19-14. Wildcats up over Day School. Clowers on the left wing. Spin move, dribbles in. Looks for some help from Burnett. Burnett now top the key. Dribbles back, looks to Schwartz. Finds Campbell in the corner. Campbell wanted to pull it up. Gets it to Nico. Nico will fire a shot. He nails that one. 22-14 with 5 seconds to go. Myers on the break. Myers through the traffic, throws it up, lays it up for two. So at the end of one, it'll be Mount Vernon 22, Day School 16. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Al Buck. We are live at the 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational at the Carmi White County Gymnasium here, home of the Bulldogs, where it is Mount Vernon 22, Day School 16. Top of the second quarter, Day School with the ball. Number five, Kuntz drives into the paint, pulls it back, finds Myers. Myers being guarded by Nico Burnett. Myers dribbles around at the free throw line, throws up a shot. It's good. So 22-18, a three-point Wildcat lead with 7.5 to go here until the half. Clowers looks for Nico. They slow the pace down here, Al Buck.
It's a 2-1-2 zone defense now by Day School.
Nico gets Campbell in the corner for three, and that's nailed. 25-18, the Wildcat advantage here with 7:15 to go in the half.
One of these shots, Jack's going to hit the rim. I'm not sure when, and I'm not putting money on it, but I'm betting he will.
Cooper to Myers. Myers being guarded by Nico. Over to Cooper for three, and that's off the mark, rebounded by number 11, Wilsey. And I didn't see what happened away from
the
action.
It's going to be a foul on the rebound on
Schwartz.
I thought it was on a Day School player because.
No, it's on Clowers. That's his second, team's third. Hmm. So Hostetter and Dukewitz are going to check in for Schwartz and Clowers.
That's not good. 6:57 left in the second, and Jackson gets his second foul. He was very, very active in this game.
Myers on the inbounds, gets it up against Schickel. Can't get it to fall. Nico knocks the ball out of bounds, going for the rebound. Good offensive or defensive rebounding there by Nico with the hustle, but there's very tight end lines here, Al Buck.
There are. Good defensive play by Schickel. Brady was walled up on Myers and wouldn't let him get his body into his shot.
Myers pulls it back out to the free or the timeline. Stops, looks for some help from Cooper. Cooper on the left wing, dribbles back towards the top of the key, being guarded by Jack Campbell.
Nice feet, Campbell.
Cooper thought about a three, pulls it down, gets it to Wilsey. Wilsey at the free throw line. Can't get the bank in, rebounded by Schickel. Schickel to Hostetter. Hostetter over to Dukowitz. Dukowitz drives into the paint, gets Nico outside for a three ball. And that's good.
That's more
gonna
take
for a timeout, so that's 28-18, a 10-point Mount Vernon lead with 6:14 to go here in the half. And I tell you, that's good use of a timeout by Day School.
Yeah, this is as they call it, the danger zone. It's at a point where they need to cut back into this lead and not let Mount Vernon get out of reach. And it, what is it, 28-18?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a support in the way, too. We're trying, could be an 8, could be a 6, but it's, we have a 10-point lead, and Nico is just red hot, 4-for-6 from three-point range, including his last three in a row, and he's, when Chris isn't exaggerating when he says NBA distance. I don't think Nico knows where the three-point line is. He hadn't been up close to it yet. But it's now on the other end, we need to play good, tight, belly-button, man-to-man defense. Because Day School is not afraid to put up shots, but if we can do like Schickel did a moment ago, Myers, I think, is their main shooter. Schickel kept his feet in front of him, and then when the kid went to shoot, he was just straight up, walled up, didn't reach, didn't slap, but had his body against him, and Myers couldn't jump as high as he wanted to shoot. Wilsey got a shot off. I don't recall who was guarding him, but it was an off-balance shot, and then we're hitting the boards very hard, so they're not going to get many second shots.
Back the action here. Day School with the ball, down by 10. Cooper.
Nice switch.
Dribbles in, right wing. Gets it to Wilsey. Back towards the top of the key. Being guarded by Hostetter is Wilsey. They find Myers. Myers by Nico. Nico recovers. They get it to number 5. Kuntz for a 3-ball. Can't get it to fall. Schickel tries to save him, but goes out of bounds, and he goes through a doorway there, Alan Buck.
Yeah, that was one of those. It was in Nico's hands, got poked out on the way down. Brady was there. Just couldn't quite corral it before it hit the end line.
On the inbounds to Kuntz. Kuntz to Cooper. Cooper top the key, being guarded by Jack Campbell.
He mishandled her. He had a three-point shot lined
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. Meyer finds Wilsey. Wilsey, down low to number 22. That's Kelly.
That's going to be on Schickel. And Kelly put in a nice right-handed jump hook.
That makes it 28-20.
That's Schickel's first.
It's a 14 foul for Mount Vernon. Kelly at the line trying to complete the three-point opportunity and does. 21-28. Mount Vernon up with 5.5 to go until they have. Hostetter is going to take it across the timeline going left or right. Looks for Nico. Gets it to Dukowitz now. Dukowitz in the paint to Schickel for just inside the three-point line, and he nails it. 30-31, Mount Vernon up with 5:14 to go here in the second. Myers takes it up. Top the key, being guarded by Nico. Nico, Myers, Wilsey, Kunst to number 11, Wilsey. Wilsey back to Kuntz. Kuntz on the left wing finds Myers. Myers wants a three. Nico was in his face.
Wow.
He shot through it and got a three ball. That's 30-24. Six-point lead for the Wildcats here with 4:47.
Since we had that 10-point lead, they've scored 6 on 2 possessions. We've got a basket in the middle, but we've given up 4 points of that lead.
Dukowitz with the ball finds Cooper. Over to Nico. Nico in the corner. He'll fire a three. Off the mark, no good. It went off of Cooper's hands. So the remaining Wildcat ball here with 4:26 to go in the half. Coach wants a timeout, and I believe that's going to be a 30-second timeout. So We're going to keep it here and do a little housekeeping at United Fidelity Bank. Helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. 38-24, 6-point lead here in the 43rd annual Carmine White County Invitational. Mount Vernon over Day School by 6.
This is one of those segments of the game. 4 minutes, 25 seconds left. They have, in the last 3 possessions, they've scored 6. We've scored 2. They've cut 4 points off of our 10-point lead. We have to finish these last 4:25, finish it well, and go into halftime no worse than a 6-point lead. Hopefully get it back up to 10. That's just, we scored our only possession, but they've sandwiched 2 3-pointers around our 2. That you can't do that for long and lose.
Duplitz on the inbounds, gets it to Nico. Nico to Hostetter.
It's nice having the player that could jump higher than anybody else in the gym.
Stolen by Kuntz. Nico steals it right back. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel spins, finds Campbell. Campbell was set up there for a split second for a 3 attempt.
Whoa.
Now they get it back to Campbell.
I thought that pass was going to airmail Campbell right out of bounds.
Nico with the ball, top the key, over to Dukowicz.
We're calm anyway with the ball. We're not getting shook up about it.
Hostetter over to Dukowicz. Dukowicz looks for some help from Nico in the corner for 3. It's short. Nico tries to get his own rebound. Myers comes up with it. He's on the fast break the other way. Can't get the shot to fall. That's number 11 with the putback. That's Wilsey. So it makes it 30-26. It's a 4-point Wildcat lead here with 3:34 to go in the half. Hostetter, top the key, looking for some assistance. Drives into the paint. Campbell was set up momentarily as they get it back to Hostetter. Hostetter over to Campbell. He'll set his foot up and spots up a 3. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by number 11, Wilsey. Wilsey on the fast break. Goes down low to Kelly. Kelly with a shot. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel gets it to Dukowicz. Dukowicz on the fast break. Slows it down now. Finds some help. Finds Schickel. Schickel along the baseline. He'll draw the foul, and that'll stop it with 2:57 to go here in the half. It's a 4-point Mount Vernon lead, 30-26 if you just joined us.
Jackson Clowers just re-enters the game with the 2:57 left, and he does have the 2 fouls.
They get it in. Clowers to Schickel for 3, and he nails that one. 33-26 with 2:46 to go until the half. Mount Vernon up over Day School. Day School with the ball. Tyler Myers drives into the paint, lays it up for 2. 33-28. Back up to a 5-point lead for Mount Vernon. As Nico takes his time, walks it across the timeline. Looks for Clowers.
We're looking to eat a little bit of clock here, but I hope we don't take the air out of the ball and take the air out of our own sails.
Cross court to Campbell. Campbell thought about it, pulled it down. Gives it back to Clowers, and Clowers travels.
Yeah, I wish Campbell would have gone ahead and pulled the trigger on that one.
He was set up. He had his feet set and everything.
Mm-hmm. 33-28. You know, part of what keeps Campbell's shooting percentage up so high is the fact that he is very selective. He doesn't rush a shot. That one might have been a little rushed. I still got faith in him that he'll go in, but he's more careful and selective, and that's a good thing.
Back the action here. Myers throws up a shot. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Nico. Nico triples into the corner to Dukowicz. Dukowicz through the traffic. Back to Schickel. Schickel down low to
nice
Clowers.
Nice look.
Clowers puts it up. Can't get it to fall. Gets his rebound. Goes back up through the traffic, and he draws the foul.
Beautiful look by Schickel to hit Clowers down on the block over everybody. Clowers just missed a point-blank shot. I guess that's one of the ways that you pad your rebounding statistics. When you miss that shot, then you get your own rebound. But he drew the foul.
That's a second on number 20, and I don't have his name. He's not on the roster, Alan Buck. So who would be called number 20?
Yeah.
Clowers hits the first one. Makes it 34-28. Second opportunity here pending with a minute 42 to go in the half. Don't you love these tournaments when they do that to you?
Yeah, I hadn't noticed that before.
Second one. Nails that one, so it's 35-28.
Okay, good job, coach. He pulled Jackson now with a minute 42 left. Jackson has those two fouls, and I hate to sound like old Mother Hubbard, but I just afraid he'd get his third one, and so Nash Hostetter's back in the game.
20 takes it up, gets it over to Myers. Myers fights through the traffic, being guarded by Nico.
Nico was pushing him, yeah. Nico got into him with his hips and was pushing him off the... Once he picked up his dribble, Myers couldn't go anywhere. If he still had his dribble alive, it had been no problem. He still would have just moved with Nico's push, but he couldn't go anywhere.
Cooper on the inbounds to Kunst. Can't get the shot to fall. Schickel with the rebound, gets it to Dukwitz. Dukwitz on the fast break. Finds Campbell for three. Off the mark, Nico with the rebound and the putback. 37-28.
Now, if you ask Jack, he's going to say that was a pass all the way. It was an air ball that Nico, it fell in Nico's lap.
Myers, top the key for Day School. They're down 37-28 to Mount Vernon here as we approach a minute to go in the half.
Yeah, you're good, Nico. Don't go for a steal.
Myers along the baseline. That's going to be blocked by Hostetter, but they're going to call him with the foul, I believe.
I think they're going to call – nope, you're right. They did call Hostetter. I thought they were going to call Nico from behind.
It's his first, team sixth, because he was in the act of shooting. Tyler Myers is going to go to the line to shoot a couple. 57.4 on the clock. Untimed opportunity here. First one's away. He missed it.
I would not have bet on that. He's just so good with the ball in his hands. I figured he'd be a real good free throw shooter. So I'll expect this one to go dead bottom.
Second opportunity here. 37-28 the score. Looking to cut into that lead. You're correct. It's 37-29, 57.4. Nico on the inbounds. Gets it over to Hostetter. Hostetter takes it across. Looks to coach for some guidance. The sport coat is still on for those of you keeping score at home.
Yeah, if there's a quarter, if you bet on the first quarter, you lost.
Nico to Campbell for three, and he nails that one. 40-29 the score with 34 seconds to go in the half. What is that, Campbell's third three-pointer?
Yes.
They get it to Cooper. Cooper for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers.
That's going to be an air ball and then an over-the-back foul. Who shot the air ball? Was that –
Cooper.
Yeah, sorry.
So it's going to go against Jesse Kunz. That's his first, team's fifth.
Okay. Does Clowers get credit for that rebound or
yeah.
Did the foul curb? Okay.
Hostetter to Campbell. Campbell looking for help from Hostetter. 10 on the clock. They're going to move. Hostetter through the double team.
Oh, my gosh. There's got to be a foul. Two guys banged into him. Oh, no, it's a jump ball. One of them just about knocked Jack down or Chase down or Nash down. The only reason he didn't fall was because the other one grabbed the ball and held Nash up by it. But he got clobbered.
Hostetter on the inbounds. 4 seconds to go. Fights through. Nico for three. Off the mark. Clowers with the putback.
That counts.
And they're going to count it.
That ball banked in the square. Clowers is on the opposite side. The ball didn't hit the rim. Clowers caught it, put it in right before the buzzer. So that's
42-29. That's your halftime score. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane.
Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. It is the 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational Award. We are at the half. Mount Vernon up 42-29 over Day School. Alan Buck, you have the stats for us.
Yeah, for Day School, Evansville Day School, Jesse Kunst has 4. Tyler Myers has 12. Kane Wilsey has 6. Ryan Cooper, 2. Saloom Alashi, 2, and Isaiah Kelly, 2, or excuse me, 3, and number 20 hasn't scored, so we don't have to give an anonymous score there.
He's got a couple of fouls, though.
Yeah, he's got 2 fouls. He leads them in fouls, actually. for your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Nico, on the strength of 4 3-pointers, leads the team with 14 points. Brady Schickel's got 5, 4 rebounds to go along with that. Jackson Clowers has 12 and 6 rebounds. He leads the team in fouls with 2. And Jack Campbell, on the strength of 3 3-pointers, has 11.
Wow.
That's Jack Campbell's season high, I do believe. And we also, this is unofficial, but we also both think it's his season high in 2-pointers with 1. Jack is pretty much a 3-point specialist. I mean, that's his job. He comes in and he hits those 3-pointers from downtown and rarely hits the rim. So now the second half, well, where to start? Okay, Mount Vernon's defense has been very good. We're man-to-man. They haven't even hinted at the word zone. On the other side of the coin, Day School has played some zone, and when they have, the zone just wasn't that tight. And a couple times Clowers kind of looked in disbelief. There was nobody to challenge him. So he took a couple dribbles in, still nobody challenged him, and he shot a 15-footer and hit it. If they're going to do that, we're going to just play horse and beat them all night long. They did then start stretching their defense out, Day School did, and they got a few steals out in the open court, some on passing lanes, some on trap. But they cannot handle Mount Vernon man-to-man, particularly with Nico. No offense to anybody, but there's nobody on the floor that can touch Nico. His shooting is on fire tonight. And his rebounding, he can go up over anybody on the floor.
Absolutely. We're about 2.5 to go. Both teams emerge from their respective locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little warm-up in here. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about the starters for either squad. Alan, the starters for Mount Vernon was the typical starters you see.
Right.
It was Nico.
Nico, Brady, Schickel, Logan Dutkiewicz, Nash Hostetter, and Jackson Clowers.
And the starters for Day School were Jesse Kuntz, Tyler Myers, Kane Wilsey, Ryan Cooper, and Isaiah Kelly.
Tyler Myers is very effective with his game. He's a left-hander. And in the past, we've had numerous left-handers at Mount Vernon. But this year, I don't think there's a left-hander on the floor. And it sounds simple, folks, but when you're used to playing right-handers all the time, and you got a left-hander, it's backwards. It's hard to react and hard to proact against him. And Nico's still hitting from downtown.
Talking about this 43rd annual Carmine White County Invitational, we saw a barn burner earlier tonight. It was Harrisburg with the win over Fairfield in overtime, and I forget the score, but it was by 2, I believe.
One.
Yeah, you're correct.
It was a 3-point play. They were down. Who was it? Harrisburg was down 2. A kid hit a shot and got fouled and hit the free throw, and that was all she wrote. Fried chicken in the hospitality room was delicious. The mashed potatoes were piping hot. The new vat came out right when Chris and I got to the line. So I always say good things about a tournament when they feed me well.
And we are the defending champs of the Carmine White County Invitational, so that defense starts tonight.
Yeah, as I pointed out to Cole Carter, though, we graduated 6 seniors off of last year's championship team. What we put on the floor this year, quite frankly, is 1 starter from last year, the 6th man from last year, 2 full-time JV players from last year, and 2 freshmen. So, and then that's our 6-man rotation. Jacob Schwartz gives us some good minutes in the spot duty.
I
named Jack Campbell. He's one of our 6 in the rotation. But if we can eliminate our silly mistakes, which we didn't make many in the first half, we could walk away with this game.
42-29, start of the third quarter. Myers along the baseline. Day School with the ball. That's number 11 for a 3-ball. That's Wilsey.
I think that's going to be there. It should be their ball. I think Clowers hit it out. I don't know who they're going to give it to.
Ryan Cooper set the inbounds here for Day School.
Was that a 3 from Wilsey?
Yep. Wilsey for 2. Can't get it to go. Myers with the putback. Gets it to fall. 42-31. The score here was 7.5 to go in the third. Dutkiewicz A little bit of a press being applied by Day School. Clowers into the paint. Gets it out to Nash Hostetter for three. And he nails it.
Did you see his feet?
They were set.
They were set. His body was on balance.
45-31, 7:18 to go. Mount Vernon in the lead. Day School with the ball.
It was a fun shot to watch because I'm right in direct line behind him where he shot that from.
They go into Kelly. Now they get it back out to Cooper. Cooper in the paint. Gets it to Wilsey. Myers for three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel's going to take it up. Dribbles around Cooper. Finds Hostetter for three. He nails that one.
Okay, if I'm Day School, I'm getting tired of this stuff. In the first half, it was Nico all over the place from three. Jack Campbell and then Brady Schickel. And now you got Hostetter hit two already.
Mount Vernon up 48-31. 6.5 to go in the third. Cooper, top the key, being guarded by Hostetter. Gets it over to number 11, Wilsey. Wilsey looks for some help from Myers. They find Cooper for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Nico Burnett. Gets it on the fast break to Hostetter. Hostetter lays it in for two. 15-31.
That was a sweetheart of a shot. He had to double pump, scoop it up, and dodge a flying hand, and still got it in.
50-31 here, 6:11 to go. Day School forced to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here during the break and remind you that Bud's Hardware is the place for hardware, lumber, plumbing, paint, and tools. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Let the staff take care of your needs at Bud's Hardware, servicing Mount Vernon since 1874. Alan Buck, you know, you forced Day School into that timeout there.
Yeah, this is one where coming out of halftime, they were down 13. They needed to do something to chip into this lead little by little. Instead, I'm not sure what the time is left on the clock. The scoreboard went out, but we're at 19?
Yeah.
So we've upped 6 points onto the lead, and this was the point at which Day School would have liked to have chopped six off of it. So, yeah, the game's in danger of getting away from them. However, there's a long way to go, and I'm sure Coach is telling them, look, it's 0-0. Keep your foot on the gas. Defense, belly button to belly button. Brady, it's okay if you wear the same shirt Myers has on. Just stay all over him. Don't let him get anything. And
Well, maybe somebody forgot to pay the light bill over there because the scoreboard's out. They're holding both teams in the huddle here, trying to get it rebooted.
Yeah, they're getting it booted now. But, this is something that when your team is red hot, which Mount Vernon has been, a couple of minutes like this can be a distraction, and you really don't want this at all.
50-31, Wildcats up over Day School. 6:11 to go in the third. The power is back on the scoreboard. It'll be Day School ball coming out of the break here. Myers set the inbound to Cooper. Cooper's going to take it up for the Eagles. Being guarded by Hostetter, crosses the timeline. Gets it over to Kunst. Kunst to Myers. Myers from the free throw line. Gets a bank in. 33 for Day School, 50 for Mount Vernon. Wildcats with the ball. They get it to Hostetter in the corner for another three. Off the mark, rebounded by Myers. Myers on the fast break to Wilsey.
Oh, no. I thought Hostetter was pulling that one clean out of there, but they're going to call a foul.
That's going to go against Hostetter. That's Nico, the second for Nico.
Did they
Nico.
Give it to Nico? Okay.
That's the team's first of the second half. Is number 11, Kane Wilsey, at the line. Shots away. He makes it. 35-50. We await the second opportunity. Hits that one. 5:45 to go in the third. It's going to be 35-50 is the score. Nico takes it across. Looks for help from Dukowitz. Dukowitz in the corner to Schickel. Schickel back to Dukowitz. Dukowitz to Schickel. Schickel thought about it, pulled it down, gets it to Nico.
Oh, there's an unforced error. Nico wasn't looking. Schickel rifled a pass that whistled right past him and went into the backcourt. So it's an over and back. And this, since the clock went out, Day School scored four and have the ball. They cut the lead down to 15.
Cooper. Set the inbound. Gets it to Myers. It goes off his foot.
Nico flicked that ball. Yeah, did it hit Nico's foot? I couldn't see which foot it hit.
All right. So Cooper's going to inbounds in the corner.
Schwartz and Campbell came in to replace Dutkiewicz and Hostetter.
At line number 11, Kane Wilsey. Wilsey topped the key over to Cooper. Cooper.
That's going to be Campbell. Cooper forced the issue, and Campbell didn't quite get in the right position.
That should be the first on Campbell.
Yes, sir, you are correct.
Team second, 5:17 on the clock. Wilsey. Top the key, being guarded by Chickle. Over to Cooper on the right wing. They get it into Kelly. Kelly at the free throw line. Back to Myers. Myers drives in, throws it up, gets it to fall. 50-37 with 4:58 to go. In the third, Flowers looks for help from Nico. Nico in the corner to Coop Campbell. They find Schickel.
It's a dangerous pass in the middle of the crowd.
Back over to Nico. Nico's going to slow it down, calls out a play here. Campbell.
And Day School's really moved their zone way out to pressure the ball.
Flowers down to Schickel.
Nice job. Did you notice Schickel went to the ball, went up, and when he caught it strong and had his body strong, and the player, the defender, couldn't get through it, and he drew the foul. That's Isaiah Kelly. But if we've talked about it before, sometimes Mount Vernon doesn't go meet the pass. If Schickel just stands there, that's Kelly's ball.
Campbell back over to Nico. Nico on the right wing. He'll take a three off the mark. Saved by Clowers. Oh, no, they're going to say Clowers was out. I thought that was good defensive hustle by Jackson Clowers there. But number 20 on the inbounds. We don't have him on our roster here, but he's in the game.
Myers traveled, but they didn't call it. And now, Brady Schickel got there a half step late trying to cut him off on the baseline, gave him a little chest action. So Brady Schickel gets the second foul of the game.
Cooper set the inbounds for Day School. It's 50-37, Wildcats up. Day School with the ball, down by 13. Myers over to Wilsey.
He traveled. That was a travel. He caught the ball, was hopping on one foot because he couldn't get his balance.
Myers now being guarded by Nico, pulls it back to almost the timeline. Looks for some help. Gets it over to number 20 for a three ball, and he nails it. So it's 50-40. It's a 10-point Wildcat lead, so they've cut into that 15-point lead by five ever since the scoreboard went out, Al.
Well, it was 19 before that. That's the thing. They've cut 9 points off of it.
Three ball for Clowers. He nails it.
It's about time we end that scoring drought, and I don't know why we called a time. Mount Vernon called a timeout on that one because we are needing to reestablish our rhythm. Hopefully Jackson just gave us a little bit of momentum with that three-pointer.
Hey, the Mount Vernon M Club has been providing support for over 40 years for the necessities of success for Mount Vernon student-athletes. You can donate to the M Club by contacting President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153. That number again, 812-550-0153. Donate to the M Club today. 3:26 to go in the third. It's 53-40. Mount Vernon over Day School. It'll be Day School ball coming out of the timeout, Alan Buck.
Yeah, the good things, okay, we're going to need to really tighten up our defense. I'm sure Coach wasn't happy about being outscored 9-0 until that three-pointer. The good news is to that, our foul situation is Nico with two, Schickel with two, Clowers with two, and nobody else with more than one. So we can tighten up our defense without, you don't want to pick up your third very quickly, but nobody's in foul trouble. So we can get after them a little bit more. And I think when we do that, and we're coming out with a three-quarter court press, and it's the 1-2-2 variety.
Number 20.
Now we're sagging back just into man-to-man.
Getting it over to Myers. Myers on the left wing. Back up top the key. Being guarded by Schickel. Dribbles in at the free throw line. Goes up for the shot. Can't get it to fall.
And Myers went over Schickel. That was perfect. Schickel's defense was absolutely perfect on that. Myers missed the shot, and Schickel maintained rebound position, and Myers went over his back.
It's his first, team second for the Day School Eagles. 3:11 to go here in the third. Nico Burnett gives it over to Dukowitz. Dukowitz to Clowers. Clowers in the corner to Schickel. Schickel over to Nico now, and they're just working it around.
Hit it, Nash.
Better for three.
Nope.
And that's rebounded by Dukowitz. Nico gets it from the free throw line. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Cooper. Cooper's going to take it down. They find Myers. They're going to say Myers stepped out of bounds there on the far side. So we walk that ball here with 2:43 to go in the third.
Yeah, coach is just giving an encouraging word to Nash. Nash just missed a three-pointer from the corner.
Dukowitz is in trouble, gets it over to Schickel. Schickel to Hostetter. Nico goes to the ground. And that's a jump ball. Possession there, I believe Alan Buck is in Day School favor.
Nope. He's pointing our direction. That's going to be Mount Vernon's ball.
So 2:29 in the third, 53-40, a 13-point Wildcat lead. Mount Vernon with the ball. They got a little moisture there.
Yeah, that pass was just, it was thrown, it stuck in the passer's hands too long, and it went down and went at Nash's feet. He couldn't corral it, and it rolled away from him, and Nico just dove onto the ball and got it and rolled over. And
they're going to have a number 24, Phillips checks in for Day School.
Okay, we've got a name for him.
Richard Phillips. Dukowitz on the inbounds. Gets it to Hostetter. Over to Nico for three.
Nope.
That's rebounded by Kunst. Oh, that's over and back there. They didn't call it. Kunst with the ball. Down low to Myers. Myers gets his own rebound. Puts it back up for two. 53-42. Nico now with the ball. Cross court to Hostetter. Over to Dukowitz. Finds Nico. Over to Dukowitz at the free throw line. To Hostetter. Down low to Clowers.
Oh, beautiful pass.
Back out to Schickel from 12 foot. And he nails it. 55-42. With a minute 41 to go in the third. Mount Vernon up.
That kid can hit three-pointers. He's got a mid-range jumper, and he can bang around the boards.
They go down low. Myers with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter.
That was a steal. That was a pass.
Yeah. Looked like a shot. Hostetter can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Phillips. Phillips to number 20. We don't have his number. But we don't have his name on our roster.
Who's that?
See what they call here.
Did we knock it out, or was it a foul?
They're going to say it's on Clowers, his third. Schwartz is going to check in for Clowers here.
I was going to say, a minute 18 left in this quarter. Let's get Jackson out. And for defensive purposes, Jacob Schwartz is perfect man for the job.
Cooper on the inbounds for Day School. Feeds Myers. Myers along the baseline, throws it up, can't get it to ball, rebounded by Nico.
And Myers reached in on Nico.
That'll be Myers' second, stops it with a minute four to go here in the third. It's 55-42. Wildcats up, it'll be Mount Vernon ball when play resumes. So Isaiah Kelly checks back in for Day School and Jackson Clowers.
Okay, he's in for offensive purposes, so the last minute or so of this quarter, we're going to go offense for defense with Schwartz and Clowers.
Schickel.
Nice cut, Nico. Oh, he dropped the ball.
On the fast break to number 11, Wilsey.
Okay, Logan Dukowitz went after that ball and made sure it wasn't going to go up and go in. That's his first foul of the game. Wilsey's going to go to line shooting two, but he didn't get an easy breakaway layup. That's how you defend the paint down there.
Can hear a pin drop here. Kane Wilsey gets the roll. 55-43.
Now, see, here's... Oh, okay. We're going to we're going to be back on offense, so Clower's going to stay in the game. If we go to defense and there's a dead ball, Schwartz will go in for it.
Second opportunity. Nails that one, 55-44. It's an 11-point Wildcat lead. 57.3 to go. Campbell on the inbounds. Takes it up. Over to Nico. Nico finds Hofstetter. Hofstetter goes for Schickel. It's stolen by Phillips as he gets it to Cooper. Cooper goes out of bounds, saves it back to Phillips. Back over to Myers. To Wilsey for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Nico. To Hofstetter on the fast break, and he draws a foul. Stops it with 32.6 to go, 55-44. As Nash Hofstetter is going to go to the line. Off the foul by number 12, that's Ryan Cooper, his second, team's fourth. We await these free throw opportunities for Nash Hofstetter. The first one, he nails that one. Second one pending as Schwartz checks in for Nico, or for Clowers.
Yeah, for Clowers, yeah.
Nico was walking over there. That's why I was mistaken. I apologize. Hofstetter, second one. Nails that one, 57-44 with 32.5 seconds.
Yeah, they're probably going to go for one shot, down 13. They want to go into the fourth, down 10 or you know.
Cooper attacks the basket.
That's going to be on Schwartz. I don't know. He was given ground. He was.
Yeah, I think that's a no call there. That's a second on Schwartz.
Yeah, the way they've changed the rules lately, I mean, in my day, yeah, that was a foul because Schwartz was moving. But the way they said it nowadays, you're moving, you're in position, you're giving ground, and the offense forces the contact, it's on the offense. Or, as you said, a no call. But not on that one. But
Cooper misses the first. So it remains 57-44, 22.1 when play resumes.
Clower's back in for offensive purposes as Schwartz sits down.
Second opportunity pending here. Shots away. Nails that one. 57-45. Nico on the inbounds. Being guarded by Myers. Gets it over to Clowers. Clowers fights through the double team. Looks for some help. Finds Nico. Nico over to Schickel.
Nice Schickel. Pass by the quarterback to a receiver, because yeah. Otherwise we're facing a 10 count.
They go through.
Oh, man.
Stolen by Myers. Myers throws it up at the buzzer. So at the end of three, it'll be Mount Vernon 57, Day School 45. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call. 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Start of the fourth quarter here, live from the 43rd Annual Carmine White County Invitational, where it's Mount Vernon 57, Day School 45. Day School with the ball, number 11, Kane Wilsey. Finds Myers, now to Kunst, over to Cooper.
That's charging, and they called it. And that's on Ryan Cooper, that's his third. And now, their coach has to be very pleased. The last few minutes of the third quarter, they cut 9 points. We have a 19-point lead, they cut it to 12. They took 7 points off that lead. That's how, you know, we talk about finishing a quarter strong. Day School did. And they outscored us by 1 point that quarter.
Hofstetter gets it over to Schickel. Schickel to Nico. Nico to Clowers. back over to Hostetter, cross court to Schickel, in the corner to Campbell, down low to Clowney.
That's it. Yeah, this is Jesse Kunst pushing on Clowers just a little bit. Beautiful ball working around Mount Vernon, around the horn, around the three-point mark, and then an entry pass to Jackson down on the block.
Schickel over to Campbell. Back over to Hostetter on the right wing. Dribbles back. Schickel saves it.
That was miraculous.
Back over to Hostetter. Top the key in the corner to Campbell for three.
Holy cow. Beautiful shot by Jack Campbell. And somebody threw an elbow. I don't know who it was. The basket counts. Oh, it's on Jackson. Oh, wow. That's his fourth foul.
Comes with 7:15 to go in the ball game.
I wish I could say what happened. I didn't see it because I was looking at Campbell, and Campbell had launched the three before the foul. The foul occurred, I guess, trying to get position on a rebound. And so ball's in the air. It's not an offensive foul because the ball was in the air. So the basket counts. It should be Day School's ball out of bounds.
Let's see. They're having a meeting of the minds over here.
And that was generous of you, Chris.
So the basket did count. It's 60-45, but at the line, number 11, Kane Wilsey.
Okay, that is the correct call because it's our seventh foul. My mistake. I missed that. It's our seventh foul, so Wilsey goes to the line shooting bonus. That is the right call.
Hits it.
He did that last time. He took a whole bunch of rim the first shot and got it in, and the second one he swished.
We wait the second opportunity here.
Coach still on, folks.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Coach has the coat on late into the game. Wilson misses the second one. Nico with the rebound. Gets it over to Dukowicz, over to Hostetter.
Oh, beautiful to Schickel.
Banks it in for two, 62-46. With 7 minutes to go.
Was that Kelly in the corner? No, that was Hostetter that threw it down. Or was it Campbell?
It was Hostetter.
Hostetter. Was a beautiful assist.
Schickel with the defense. Myers with a fadeaway three. Can't get it to go. Schickel with the rebound. Schickel's going to push through the double team. Has it stolen by Myers. Lays it up for two. 62-48 with 6:41 to go.
Yeah, Day School's got a full-blown press on right now. They say Campbell knocked it out of bounds. That's going to be Day School's ball. They stole it, laid it in on the last time we tried to take it up court.
Cooper on the inbounds, gets it to number 11, Wilsey.
We're still a man-to-man, not Vernon is. Oh, that's a...
Myers for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Kelly. Kelly kicks it back out to Myers. Myers goes up with a hook shot and gets it to fall. 62-50 with 6:23 to go. Myers will go to the line to complete the three-point play. That's a third foul on Nico, eighth team foul.
Yeah, that was just another long rebound that Myers pulled down and got in there.
Myers, shots away. Nails that one, 62-52, 10-point lead for the Wildcats. Or 62-51, my fault, 11-point lead. Again, I'll have an obstructed view of the scoreboard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Nico in the corner, goes around the double team, fights through.
Yeah, they were just pushing on him the whole time. The referees finally called it, and they're going to be on number 11, Kane Wilsey.
It's his second.
And that's team seven, so Nico will go to the line. Mount Vernon's committed eight fouls, so the next each team's got another. We got one foul, they got two to give while it's still on the bonus. Then it'll be double bonus the rest of the way.
First shot, he nails that one, 64-51.
His release is just so relaxed, and it doesn't matter if he's at the free throw line or 25 feet away from the basket. It's just relaxed in his hands is the way. He must be incredibly strong because he shoots the ball from deep. He doesn't throw it.
Hits that one. Coach is going to take a timeout, 64-51, 6:12 to go in the ball game. We're going to keep it here during the timeout and remind you that the Half Moon Saloon is Mount Vernon's place for great food all day long. Check out their Facebook page for daily lunch specials or stop by 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon and fill up at the Half Moon Saloon. Allen, 6:12 to go, 64-51, Wildcats up. It'll be day school ball coming out of the break. Kind of walk me through Coach Newcomb's mindset here coming out of this timeout.
Well, he's got to be drawing something up so we can break the press because day school is just really, well, they stole the ball two consecutive times, and the other times we are struggling to get it across. I'm not sure quite what it is about it that's so difficult unless we aren't getting our people in the right diagonals to get passes. I have to watch it closely this next time and see how they're setting up. But they're face guarding the inbounder, so he's having a little bit of a tough time, and that may be pushing the ball to where they want to send it to get trapped.
6:12 to go, 64-51. Mount Vernon with the lead, Day School with the ball. It would be Tyler Myers sent the inbounds here for the Eagles, the 6-foot senior. 6 foot generous. That's more like 5'10", Alan Buck, my fault. Cooper brings it across. They get it into Wilsey. Wilsey through the double team finds Myers. Myers steps back, drives in now, spins.
Oh, nice
stolen.
Schickel.
Dukowitz steals it off the help from Schickel. Dukowitz through the traffic, gets it to Nico.
Wow. Dukowitz went through about three or four of them there.
Schickel in the corner to Campbell. Over to Nico. Nico through the double team, stolen by Myers. Myers lays it up. As they get into Hoss, they're 64-53. It's 11-point Wildcat lead. 5:22 to go. Nico with the ball. Finds Hostetter.
We can't take the air out of our sails. We got to drive and dribble. And
Campbell, Dukowitz.
Oh, that's an unforced error. He expected Hostetter to move forward, and Hostetter stayed in his spot, and Dukowitz threw it out of bounds.
So Flowers is going to check in with 5:04 to go here, 64-53. He's got four fouls.
Yeah, Nash went out of the game. So Campbell, Dukowitz, Clowers, Nico, and Schickel. They have Myers, Wilsey, who just shot from three and hit.
64-56. They're chipping away here. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Campbell over to Dukowitz. Dukowitz to Schickel. Schickel to Nico. Down low to Clowers. He can't get it to fall, and he's fouled.
The easiest, I mean, Nico got it to Clowers by himself under the basket. He just somehow missed it and went and got his own rebound and got fouled from behind by Jesse Kuntz. It's his third.
Team's eighth.
This is, we're just the wheels are coming off. And Clowers missed the free throw?
Yep. It was short. Day School on the run. Cooper being guarded by Nico. Goes to Myers. Myers dribbles in the paint.
They're going to call that, I believe, on Nico. I thought Nico capped the ball, but
it's a fourth on Nico. So this is going to be interesting here. As number 10, Tyler Myers goes to the line. 64-56. Hits the first one, makes it 64-57. As we await the second opportunity, the code is off.
Code is gone.
Yeah, the code is off. Those of you keeping score on the coach.
So if you got about the 420 minute mark in the fourth quarter, that's it.
58-64.
Myers hit both.
Mount Vernon up by six. Once was 19.
And this press, I mean, Mount Vernon can get the ball up the court, but it takes 8 or 9 seconds or more. That ball was kicked, so we're going to take it out right in front of their bench.
Get into Campbell. Campbell to Nico. Nico crosses.
They're going to say he stepped on the sideline. That's on the opposite side of the court from us, so I can't argue with that one at all. But 6-point lead, 4 minutes left.
Wilsey with the ball. Dribbles at the free throw line, puts up a shot.
He hit it, and that's going to be a foul on Schickel, I believe.
64-60. That's his third, team's 10th.
And that could, this free throw could cut that 6-point lead in half.
Near pin drop. He nails that one, so it's a 3-point lead, 64-61. Day School's battle back. Duquitz gets it into Nico. Back over to Duquitz. They fight through the press here. Campbell. Duquitz. Back to Campbell. Over to Flowers. Flowers fights through the traffic.
They're calling this an on the floor. That's not a good call, but regardless, I think it's their 10th foul, which is going to put Flowers at the line shooting two. Maybe team 9, my fault. It's bonus. And that's Tyler Myers' third foul. But it is just bonus for Clowers, and he missed his last free throw.
Hits this one. 65-61, 3:47 to go. So we await the second opportunity. Clowers leading all scorers from Mount Vernon with 19. Playing with four fouls. Hits the second. That's his 20th point. Eagles on the run here. Down 66-61. Down by five is Day School. Cooper for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers fights through the traffic. Stolen by Nico. And Nico is going to be fouled.
Who missed that three-pointer for them? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Cooper. That's going to be the fourth on Myers. So Nico goes to line shooting two. Stops it with 3:31.
Well, four on Myers sure is good news because, I mean, that kid can flat score. And if we go down to the wire on this one, having him in trouble or maybe even out of the game would be a big help.
First one's away. He nails that one, 67-61. That's Nico's 17th point. He's got four fouls as well. Second opportunity for Nico Burnett. Shots away. Short. He gets his own rebound. Keeps the offense alive for the Wildcats here. Schickel through the double team. Throws up a shot and nails it. 69-61. Schickel picks up his 11th point. With 3:18 to go. Cooper with the ball for Day School. Fights through. Finds number 24, Phillips. Phillips over to Myers. Myers being guarded by Nico. Both the stars have four fouls for either team. Myers stops. Dribbles in. Along the baseline. Goes under for an easy two. 69-63. And we're under three to go in the ball game.
Yeah, Nico had to back off of him there. All he could do was foul him or let him go. And with four fouls, you can't foul him and be out of the game.
Nico gets it to Campbell. Campbell back to Nico. Over to Campbell. Down low to Clowers.
That's it, Jackson. Go in.
Clowers banks it in for two.
Took the backboard. That was a tough 5-8-footer and fading back, but he used the glass and got it.
71-63, 2:22 to go. Wilsey with the ball for Day School. He'll fire a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Duquitz.
Yeah, his body was off balance when he shot
it to Campbell. Campbell crosses the timeline. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel for three. off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Flowers. Flowers goes up, banks it in for two. 63-73. It's a 10-point Wildcat lead. We're at 1:55 to go in the ballgame. Flowers leading all scores with 22 points there.
I got him for 20. I think they, or I've got him for 19, pardon me. I think I've got him, they have him for three too many.
Okay, I'm just looking at the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Southern Illinois scoreboard. Campbell thought about pulling the trigger, pulls it down. 10-point Wildcat lead. Flowers from the free throw line, dribbles in.
Get in there, get in there.
Nope. Can't get the bounce, draws the foul.
Who missed for them at the other end?
I think it was Myers.
Might as well.
That's Phillips' second, team's 11th. Jackson Clowers at the line. Gets the roll.
Boy, he did get the roll, but it's uncharacteristic of him on these free throws to be hitting so much metal.
74-63. Second one. Can't get it to go.
Oh, man. Brady Schickel almost had him a heck of a rebound. But number 20 got it, and he just went over and back.
Again, we don't have a name for him.
Well, his name's Mud right now.
I could break down the whole history behind that saying, but I won't for our listeners right now.
Oh, Dr. Mud?
Yeah.
He had a relative that lived in Evansville.
Really?
Yeah.
Little Civil War trivia there.
Mm-hmm.
Nico gets it. So just running some clock here. 1:15.
Yeah, I don't think we will shoot a whole lot.
Dukewitz from the free throw line. He nails it.
That's Dukewitz's first shot of the game. He didn't get the memo. He's got five rebounds to go with one shot and one basket, of course.
Myers from NBA range. He nails that one.
Wow. And they probably called timeout, did they?
Yep. We're going to keep it here, though. 76.
66.
Yeah, 10-point lead with 58.4. Hey, the Posey County Co-op has been supporting the communities in Posey County since 1927. Stop by their new Posey County Workwear and check out the best selection of safety boots, safety toe boots, flame-resistant clothing, and high-visibility clothing today. That's the Posey County Co-op's brand-new Posey County Workwear. Alan?
Tell you what, Mount Vernon has done a valiant job since the lead was cut to three in building it back up to 10 points with 58 seconds left. Now, it's not over by any stretch because, as we saw a while ago on the press, Day School stole the ball twice consecutively from Mount Vernon on the press. So, you know, by no means can we relax, but I feel a lot better with 10 up instead of three.
58.4 on the clock, 66-76. It's a 10-point Wildcat lead. It'll be Mount Vernon ball coming out of the break.
Tell you what, they better get on the floor. The way these referees are over here in Mount Vernon or in Illinois, they're liable to get a technical, but not a delay of game kind of a thing.
I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself, Alan Buck.
Well,
just let that be a show of respect.
I just hope the referees aren't listening in so they get the idea, but I really do think we were a little bit tardy on that.
Dukewitz on the inbounds, gets it to Clowers. Clowers fights through the triple team, finds Dukewitz. Dukewitz to Hostetter. Back over to Dukewitz as they throw cross court to Clowers.
That was a beautiful pass by Dukewitz. It was hard and an overhead pass, but it was hard, so there was no time for a defender to get in there. And that was kicking the ball on Day School.
So it'll be Mount Vernon ball here with 44.8 seconds to go. So we await. Nico on the inbounds. Finds Dukewitz. Over to Nico. To Hostetter. Back over to Dukewitz. He'll pop a three.
That was not a good shot there. We don't need a three-pointer. Coach is holding his head. I think he's going to need an Excedrin after this game. Nash, go get the ball. Yeah, Day School was rolling it up the court. If somebody does that, you go chase the ball and get on it.
Myers banks it in for two. 76-68 with 23.7. They're going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here and remind you that Shepherd Services is a name you can trust in Posey County for all of your contracting needs. They do it all 24-7, 365. Shepherd Services, 812-838-5604. Since 1982, Infinity Molding has been producing products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Right here in Mount Vernon, Infinity Molding is proud to be a family-based business and a proud supporter of Mount Vernon Athletics.
76-68, Mount Vernon leads with 23.7 remaining on the clock. It's Mount Vernon's ball. And we've got a little bit of a problem as far as when Myers starts driving in like he's done the last few times, Nico can't foul him. So he's kind of got to back off, so that makes an easy layup for Myers. Jackson can't foul him. He's got four. When that happens, he's going to get 2 points. And right now, Myers is chest-to-chest with Nico. Excuse me, that's not Myers. That's Cooper's chest-to-chest with Nico. Nico can't get free to go get the ball.
Dukowitz on the inbounds. Has it knocked out?
No harm done there. He couldn't get the ball in when he threw it. Myers just knocked it back out of bounds, so we start over.
They get it into Clowers, and they're going to foul him immediately.
That's going to be on Myers, and it's number five. He grabbed the ball from behind Clowers, and he thought he had all ball. That's pretty much an automatic call. I can't from what are we, about 100 feet away? I can't exactly say what happened down there, but that's pretty much automatic when you grab the ball from behind like that.
So Myers fouls out here with 21.5.
And with an 8-point lead, it might not sound likely, but I've seen strange things happen, and Tyler Myers would be the guy to throw in a couple late threes for him, and now that he's sitting down, I feel a little better. And I know that's of a concern to our listening public. But Jackson's at the line, shooting two, 21.6.
Hits the first one, 77-68.
That made me feel better. He wasn't even close to the rim on that one.
We await the second opportunity.
Watch his rotation on his ball.
Second one, he nails that one too.
Okay.
What was that?
They said one of our players was lane violation, so the free throw doesn't count. Now they called a foul on Brady Schickel on the inbound pass. That's his fourth. But the main thing is it stopped, keeps the clock stopped, and Wilsey's going to the line shooting two. That's the thing. I think I'm not sure. I think these, man, I don't know, these officials want to play overtime. I would have thought they're tired and want to go home, but not the way they're blowing the whistle right now.
And he hits it, 77-69. So we await the second opportunity.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to take anybody from Mount Vernon off the line. We want to keep everybody down there and get the rebounds if at all possible.
21.5 when play resumes. Second opportunity, it's away. Misses it. Nico with the rebound. Gets it over to Clowers. Clowers drives through the quadruple team.
No. Dukowitz. I thought Dukowitz was going to take a three.
Down
shoot
to Clowers.
The layup, Jackson.
Lays it in for two. 79-69. Day school, Cooper.
I'm going to call it. That's ball
for
game.
Three. Off the mark. So that is a final. 79. Day school, 69. We're going to take a couple-minute timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all.
the massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields, things that you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place that you've been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Every 6 minutes, a utility line is damaged by reckless digging. So Indiana relies on 811 superheroes like Steve the Plumber.
I contact 811 before I do my work.
Mary the Gardener.
Before I plant a tree, I contact 811.
And Mike the Landscaper.
I dig for a living, but always contact 811.
Prevent damages or injury. Call 811 or go online, indiana811.org.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A final time, Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from the Carmine White County Invitational, the 43rd annual for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. And game number one for them, defeat the Day School Eagles by a score of 79-69. Alan Buck, tell us how we got there.
Okay, it was rather hairy getting here, but Jesse Kunst for Day School was 2 for 3 on two-pointers, missed his only three-point attempt for 4 points, had three personal fouls. Tyler Myers was the big gun for Day School. He was 13 for 24 on two-point shots, 2 for 6 on three-pointers, and 4 for 5 from the free-throw line for 36 points. He did foul out with about, 15 seconds left, yeah. Something like that. Kane Wilsey backed him up nicely with 4 for 9 from the two-point range, 1 for 5 on three-pointers, 7 for 9 on free-throws for 18 points. Ryan Cooper was 1 for 1 on two-pointers, missed all 6 of his three-point attempts, hit 1 out of 3 free throws for 3 points. Saloom Alashi was 1 for 1 on two-pointers for 2 points. Isaiah Kelly, 1-for-2 on two-pointers and 1-for-1 from the free throw line for 3 points. And the infamous number 20 was 1-for-1 on three-pointers for 3 points. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, we've got Nico was 1-for-3 on two-pointers. He was 4-for-11 on three-pointers. At one time, he was 4-for-6 from three-point range. That was early in the game when we were building the lead. 3-for-4 on free throws for 17 points, 4 personal fouls, and had 8 rebounds. Brady Schickel was 4-for-4 on two-pointers, 1-for-2 on three-pointers, 11 points and 6 rebounds. By the way, Nico and Brady both had 4 fouls. Logan Dukowicz was 1-for-1 on two-pointers, 0-for-1 from 3 for 2 points, had 5 rebounds and a personal foul. Nash Hostetter, 1-for-3 on two-pointers, 2-for-3 from 3-point, 2-for-2 from the free throw line for 10 points. Jackson Clowers, 8-for-11 from two-point range, 1-for-1 from 3, 6-for-8 from the free throw line, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 personal fouls. The last free throw that he hit was waved off because somebody, it was a lane violation. Don't know who it was, but it doesn't count as an attempt, nor does it, obviously doesn't count as a point. And then Jack Campbell came off the bench, hit his only 2-point shot, hit 4-of-6 3-point shots for 14 points. So we have 5 players in double figures, folks, 25, 17, 14, 11, and 10.
Wow.
That makes a difficult team to defend. And there you go. And Dukowicz had 2. He's had double figures numerous times this season. So next game, who knows who's going to score. That next game will be on Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Take on the host, Carmine White County.
There you go, and that'll be at 7 o'clock here, and Chris and I will be right here. With that, I'll turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. Join us next time for more Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.